And we are live. Thank you so much for joining in. Riding with me, Shotgun, is Shannon, my producer, to make sure I stay in order, stay on track. Thank you so much for everybody for joining us. This is Christmas weekend, and it's still crazy. We should just be celebrating, chilling, sipping on eggnog. I don't drink eggnog. I don't think I've ever had eggnog. But we should just be chilling, you know, finding the mistletoe and, you know, showing some love, showing some affection. But we got all this crazy stuff going on. We're going to talk about free speech. We're going to talk about the border. We're going to talk about the omnibus bill and so much more. Please tune in. So Shannon.
So Will.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
$3.4 million.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
The federal government paid $3.4 million to Twitter to help them, you know, expedite, I guess you would say.
To censor
the American
people.
What they
called misinformation.
Yeah. And actually they brought the disinformation, the misinformation, however you want to say it, to Twitter. And they wanted to make that sure that Twitter would not allow people to share the truth, to share the facts. Mm-hmm. They literally did this.
Yeah. Is that not disturbing? Twitter, we can't be ignorant to the fact that they probably also did it through Facebook, Google, and other social media channels.
I mean, it's probably every media tech company that was putting any information out there, they probably went to them. Well, now, of course, True Social wasn't there at the time. Getter wasn't there. You know, maybe that's part of the reason why Parler got shut down, because Parler didn't play the game. Because, you know, Parler was running. Parler was up during that time when the FBI was really thriving in Twitter and all the other tech companies. And Parler would not ride. I guess Parler did not play the same game. So you saw what happened to Parler, and nothing ever came of it. It's not that Parler broke any laws or did anything wrong. It's just the tyrants took it upon themselves to shut it down. Just like right now, the tyrants took it upon themselves to hinder our First Amendment rights. And they did it on the notion that this information would never see the light of day.
Absolutely. You know,
that's what they were thinking.
It's sad. And you know, the sad thing is we don't hear any outrage from the left, which is really disturbing to me. They should be equally upset, right? But it just goes to show that they are a part of it, right? I mean, their silence means that they knew about it, that they just kind of want it to go away. And they think, hey, if we don't talk about it, we don't acknowledge it, it'll go away. But I think that Elon Musk is purposely releasing this a little bit at a time just so it won't go away.
Exactly.
And the files are getting worse and worse. The revelations are getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
Right?
As soon as you think like, wow, this is like really damaging, this is really bad, they drop something else that's even worse.
Yeah. Like what on earth? I mean, our government literally, without Congress's approval, used government taxpayer money.
Your taxpayer dollars. Our taxpayer dollars.
Americans through the proxy of social media. Private social media businesses, as they want to keep saying. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So there is an article on Epic Times today. It says, new Twitter files show that FBI tried to discredit information about Hunter Biden laptop. The seventh installment of Elon Musk's endorsed Twitter files show there was an organized effort by the federal law enforcement agents to target social media and news companies that reported an explosive 2020 Hunter Biden laptop report. In Twitter file 7, we present evidence pointing to an organized effort by representatives of the intelligence community aimed at senior executives at news and social media companies. So it's not just Twitter, it's news and social media companies, Will.
Yes.
To discredit leaked information about Hunter Biden before and after it was published. This is crazy.
Who's going to be held accountable for any of this? Is anybody going to be held accountable? And again, I ask that question because look at, you know, I think it was Jesse Waters was talking about Durham, you know, the corruption that took place there.
You know, and he didn't really, you know.
And nothing happened to him. Yep. I mean, he actually got caught lying and nothing happened. But they go after Steve Bannon, right? They go after Steve Bannon because they said Steve Bannon was lying.
Well, Durham was trying to bring up charges against those who were involved in the fake dossier and stuff, but he failed, right? Because they said that they didn't bring up sufficient.
Well, actually, he didn't fail. They just said it wasn't enough. Just like the, you know, like the what happened with the elections, where they brought information. They said, okay, well, we see some stuff happening here, but it's not enough. And that's the going thing with a lot of people right now. They all say, well, we know something happened, but it's not enough. It's not enough. I'm so sick and tired of hearing it's not enough. If one person dies from something, like, for example, fentanyl, or if you have 300 people dying from fentanyl a day, can we say, well, it's not enough before we start saying it's a problem? And that's exactly the same thing that's going on here. Mm. The FBI, they're not going to do anything because they're the ones who did this. Right. So we have the top law in the world that is behind all of this corruption. And guess what's going to be done about it? Nothing, because they're not going to investigate themselves. I've been thinking about this. I'm just surprised that the FBI, with all the revelations that's coming out, that they, you know, $3.4 million, how many people they have working in Twitter, how many people they have working in a tech company. They even have the FBI agents in Facebook. All this information is coming out. How come the FBI hasn't raided Twitter yet? I mean, just think about it. Because they could say, well, this is an ongoing investigation. We need to find what's going on. I'm highly surprised that the top Espelon, the seventh floor, haven't said, okay, you know what? We got to get ahead of this. Raid Twitter so we can lock down the files so we can figure out what's going on. And we'll just tell everybody that we're looking into this investigation. We're looking into it now. We're going to do something about it. I'm completely baffled that they haven't done it yet.
Ooh. That's actually interesting.
Am I on something?
Yeah.
Am I on something?
But listen, you know, it basically, the screenshots that were released, what was it, yesterday or the day before, basically showed that the FBI worked with Twitter and they were telling them to look for, you know, evidence of foreign influence, right? And Twitter went back to him and said, you know, we really don't have anything, right? Like, we don't have anything really that we would report. Nothing, you know, crazy and out of the
ordinary.
They said, literally, we haven't yet identified activity that we typically refer to you, said one of the Twitter emails. And basically, you in the emails going back and forth, you see where the FBI was really putting a lot of pressure on Twitter to find something or come up with something, right? And anyways, and then apparently at some point they decided to help Twitter out by giving them money and a team that will help to target.
Yeah, so basically the FBI went to Twitter and the other tech companies and said, hey, we're expected to see some Russian disinformation to come out about the Hunter Biden laptop, and we need for you to suppress it, to stop it. So the FBI, now, Shannon, if you or I lied to the FBI and they caught us in the lie, they would put us under the jail. We would go to prison for lying to the FBI. In this case, the FBI went to the tech companies and they lied to the tech companies saying that this was Russian disinformation, knowing good well they knew this had nothing to do with Russia. If this was Russia disinformation, and I said this before, how come Russia never had possession of the laptop if this was Russian disinformation? Yeah. Because Russia put this laptop out there, but Russia's not even involved. They did this because they said, well, it worked during the 2016 against President Trump. We said the Russian disinformation is $42 million later. And they said, well, they spent $42 million looking into a fraudulent
Russia.
Russia collusion delusion because of fake dossier. Another thing someone needs to pay for. They said, well, we can spend $3.4 million taxpayer dollars and go to the tech companies to get them to suppress this information. And we'll work on suppressing other information that would help out the Biden crime family on top of that. All this information is coming out. What's really highly disturbing to me is that you don't have anybody on the left. None of the Democrats are coming out saying, you know what? This is a little too much. This is too far. The FBI should have never done this. This is something that we need to fix this. We need to fix this for the future. And they should want to do that because they should have it in their minds that, well, we don't want this happening to any Democrats that's wanting to get their word out, get their message out. We don't want it to happen to them. We don't want a Republican to go back into the White House, take over the FBI, and have them start targeting communist Democrats, right? They should have that in their mind, but they don't think that way. They're thinking that, well, we control the FBI, and this is the Democrat Party. We control the FBI, so because we control the FBI, we can control who gets arrested and who doesn't get arrested in all of this. And they're probably going to find a fall guy, just like they did with FTX. They're going to find a fall guy for this.
But the because thing is there's so many people involved.
There's a lot of people.
It's not just person, right? I mean, like that John guy. What was his name? The one that at Twitter that they exposed, John.
Blake.
Yeah, Blake. You know, now we come to find out there was actually 80 FBI
80
agencies. And 80. Jesse Waters last night did a video, and he said there was like 150 in Facebook FBI yes. agents working.
150 at Facebook.
And I was 80, like,
and
what?
This is 80 that they know about.
Right.
80 that they know about at Twitter.
Yeah.
And some of them were active. Some of them were active FBI agents.
Craziness.
Active FBI agents in Twitter, and they're over information that's being shared, making sure that they're combating people's rights. So now the whole notion about that tech companies are private companies and they can do whatever it is that they want to do, that's out the window. That is completely out the window. You had the federal government working at these tech companies, purposely preventing the First Amendment of the American citizens.
And literally
all of that is out the window.
Funding it. Our government actually
funding it. Yes.
$3.4 million. Are you kidding me?
They were funding it.
And, you know, Comer was saying that.
Who signed off on it? Who signed off on it at the FBI?
He said it was illegal for them to do that.
That's what I'm saying.
Because they needed Congress's approval to do that, which they never brought it up and never got Congress approval to
do. So who signed off on it? I'm wondering, is there anybody in Congress that is completely aware of what they were doing?
Oh, I mean,
just think about it.
Somebody has to.
Somebody had to know something, right?
Come on.
Somebody had to know something.
Because let me tell you something. You had Democrat representatives that were literally echoing what social media and news were saying. You had Nancy Pelosi. You had Chuck Schumer. You had Adam Schiff. All the typical people, right?
Yep.
That came at Jeffries, the now
Joffreys.
Speaker yes. of the House. They were all coming out saying
he's
this
was Russia. He's a minority leader in the House, right?
Oh, yeah.
Joffreys.
I mean, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I'm sorry. I didn't mean speaker. I was thinking Nancy Pelosi. I'm sorry. If you can tell, I'm getting like a little sinus thing like we'll have last week. But, yeah. I mean, it's so you know that they knew.
Somebody knew. Somebody knew something, because now you have people like Congressman Ted Lieu defending it.
Yeah.
He's defending it. They all have some special interest. You know what my wish would be? Is that this would expose all of them and they would be forced to resign. Oh my goodness. How wonderful would that be?
We need the Democrat base to wake up.
Yes.
Literally.
Yeah.
And say, you know what? We don't support
But you know
this.
What? But the problem is the Democrat base they have it all in their minds that MAGA Republicans are all white supremacists, and you have to do whatever it is by any means necessary to remove them from society. Don't allow them to have a voice. Don't allow them to say anything.
There's a good majority. But there are some out there
that are like rational thinking, like, you know, and taking a step back and saying, you know what, that is just too much. Yeah. The federal government should not be doing it. There are a few. I mean, there are a few. So, but I don't know if there that few
Let me just
is
ask you a question.
Far and wide.
I see we have a phone call. We're going to take it in just a moment. Let me ask you a question, though. Do you think that, because, you know, you were just asking, hey, what's going to happen, right?
Right.
What is going to come of this? Do you think that them showing this proof, if it ignites something in the Democrat base to say, hey, listen, we're not going for this, that maybe that is good, that maybe that might be, you know, something that comes of this?
You know, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just to be honest with you, I don't know. I mean, I'm hoping that something will come, but every time in the past when we say, oh my goodness, look how devastating this is.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the last election. The last election should have been devastating to the Democrat Party because of the corruption, the crime, the energy crisis, the food crisis, the border crisis, everything that they piled onto this country, and they kept the Senate. How does that even happen?
Exactly.
Now, me personally, I think there was some shenanigans going on, me personally, right? That's just, you know, my personal view on it. I don't have tangible proof of that, but, you know, I think we've seen enough. Right. Look at Arizona. Look no further than Arizona. So just with that, the corruption goes so high. We don't even have a clue. And then you look at the little iceberg. You see all this corruption. It's a big iceberg. But then you don't see what's below the surface.
Well, we would be naive to think that the Democrats were only working through social media and the news. We'd be naive to think that that was their only agenda.
Exactly.
Or their only means of getting what they wanted. They had several contingent plans, right?
Of course. So, hey, if you want to give us a call, the number is 319-527-3453.
And let's go ahead and take this phone call.
All right. Let's see. We got a new caller, looks like. Hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Brandy from Dandridge, Tennessee.
Brandy from Tennessee?
Yes.
Hey, Brandy. Thank you so much for the call. What you got for us?
Well, I was wondering, I follow a few ministers, and they are all talking about some kind of bill that's supposed to be passed on January 5th or voted on January 5th for the state of New York. They will now be allowed to round up anyone that has not been fixed.
Really?
And so, I'm wondering, have you heard anything about that? Because I can tell you right now, if they start with one state, it's going to trickle down through the others.
Yes.
They're saying that it will be left up to each government of every state. I don't know how the rest of the country feels, but I can tell you personally, I am fed up. I think it is time. It should have already been done. Our country should have already come together. We should have already walked up in there. We should have fired every one of them.
Yep.
We have that right. They work for us.
Yes, you're correct.
We pay them.
You're correct.
So I'm ready for them to go.
At this point,
it doesn't matter what it takes.
You and me both. Now, I haven't heard about anything about them rounding up people and forcing them to get the
Kung flu.
Right. And that's what we're talking about, right?
What they're saying is it's a bill that's going to be voted on January 5th.
And this is New York, though, right?
True or not?
This is in New York. You're talking about they're probably possibly going to vote on a bill in New York, right?
Yes, it's for New York.
Okay, yeah.
But if that is true and it gets passed, that will trickle through the rest of the country.
So just a quick
search. Will you,
go ahead.
How do you feel about Reuters? Reuters is pretty
spot on. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So
Reuters has a article out there that just broke today. It's a fact check. It says New York State Assembly is not voting on a bill on January 5th to indefinitely detain unvaccinated people.
That makes me feel a lot better. I've been very concerned about that since I heard about it.
Yeah, Reuters is pretty reliable. Now they kind of like okay. lean a little bit, but you know it has been pretty reliable. And the reason why I even look at Reuters at all is because when they do a lot of reports, they just report on it. They don't really do opinions on it. So I would say, and you know what, if that were to happen, that would cause so much disruption. It would be full-on fighting in New York, I would say, because that's no different than Nazi Germany. That's what the Nazis did. Now, the Democrats, we know that the left, they follow the model of the Nazi Party. We know that they do, and they try to call everybody else Nazis, but they follow the model of it, right? They love their policies that they had, and they love the propaganda, the way they were pushing it, and they're doing it today. So if that were to happen, there would be some physical fighting taking place. You know what
upsets me,
though?
This is what upsets me. I don't put a whole lot past Democrats, but I really don't like it when we say ministers are telling us this, because then people who trust ministers, who should be telling us the truth, who should have factual information before they pass it on to
people. So, Brandy, can
I
ask you what minister told you this? Or you not told you, but
no,
you heard it from?
I don't want to point anybody out. This man's just very concerned about people. And okay. I don't want to cause him any trouble.
Right. Okay.
But I have been, you know, I'm struggling because of what this party has done. Yeah. I'm watching neighbors lose their homes.
Here's my problem.
Just heartbreaking.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying when you say he's worried about people. But the problem is he made people worried about something that wasn't true. So that I don't
correct.
Like. Right. So because here you were upset, worried, concerned, and there's other people right now that are just like you that don't know that this is not a true story. So that
correct.
Is my problem. Right.
That's why I wanted to call you guys, because I know you guys are on top of things. And I just wanted to hear from someone else that, you know, keeps up with stuff, what was exactly going on.
Well, thank you. You know, we really we work hard to actually verify stuff before we actually put it out there.
Yes, try
There's
to.
Been a few things where we've been had to backtrack and go, well, the real story was, but at the time we try to give the facts we have and say, this is what we heard or what we have. And we always give our source. And I feel that's like the key. When people talk about things, they should always give their source of information.
Absolutely.
If there was a bill, they should tell you exactly what that bill is.
Yeah, the bill number, everything. And you can actually go look up the bill if that's
right.
the case.
Right.
Well, now he did. Oh, he did. He called out like numbers and letters and said, go look this up.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good.
But now I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I don't know how to put this. I don't want to cause anybody problems. Do you all feel that we have had treason committed against us
100%.
By our own government?
100%. Yes. Especially now
this
with all this, the Twitter files coming out.
Yeah.
Yes, 100%. Go ahead.
Okay, then this is what I don't understand. How are they still holding office? I don't understand why our nation has not come together, rise up, and get them out of there.
You know why?
That's what problems. I don't There's understand.
You know why? Because people, Brandy, I've been saying this for the last about week or so. People are going to complain. They're going to go to work. They'll go to sleep. Mm-hmm. They'll eat. And then they'll complain. They'll go to work. They'll go to sleep. They'll eat. Mm-hmm. They'll go to work. They'll complain. That's the only thing. That's the only thing that's been happening. And you and millions of other people are saying, what are we doing? We're supposed to be better than this. We are the United States of America. And you know what really upsets me is that America is not leading the charge on freedom.
Yeah, you know
Look
what?
What's happening in Brazil. Look what's happening in these other countries. And they're leading the charge on freedom. And I'm like, where's America?
Yeah.
We're supposed to be leading the charge on freedom. And we're just sitting idly by while we have the federal government. The FBI has become completely corrupt, completely fraudulent organization, in my opinion, because of all of the stuff that they've done. And now, you know, and you and me and everybody else is wondering, is someone going to be held accountable? I don't think so, because the law, the top law in the country, is the one that's behind all the corruption.
I was just going to say there's two problems. One, our Justice Department is involved.
Yes.
Right? And it's the higher ranks of the Justice Department, right? So either Congress has to come all together, which they're not going to because some of them are corrupt and it doesn't work in their favor to come together to expose a broken government, right? And then two, Americans, Democrats and Republicans have to be equally enraged with what is happening.
It's the same thing you're saying, Brandy. And that's, and we know that's not going to happen because the country's so divided.
I was telling Will this the other day because Will and I have been to many Republican events, right? We've been to AntFest, CPAC, right? And what's continually starting to bother me about these events is people go to them and they spend, I'm talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars to go to these events. And they get to see people talk, but nothing ever comes of these events. We praise and we clap at all these wonderful Republican leaders saying the right things. But
nothing ever, there's never any result.
I want them to create committees. I want people to sign up for committees in their areas of what they can do and become, you know, pockets of committees and people that can do things on the ground in their local areas and have, you know, a united, you know, I guess a united.
United front for everybody to get together and make and take action plans to make stuff happen.
And they'll say, you know, like, this is important to Holly, you know, sex trafficking. His wife is talking about sex trafficking. So have, you know, start little areas around the country where people and people sign up at these events. They can get their emails. They can start communities, start building up, you know, people in these different areas so we can make a difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't care about Carolee coming out and people dropping confetti on her. I think it's ridiculous, to be honest with you. Do I like her? Yes. But I think it's ridiculous that she expects that when she goes to one of these events.
Yeah.
That's not what we need.
Here's my problem, honey. We can all talk all day long.
Yep.
But there's not going to be any change until there's action.
Exactly.
Now, here's something I want everyone to hear, and this is my personal opinion. So if anyone gets mad, they're more than welcome to look me up. But we have a military. I was married to a United States Marine for 22 years. Here's the problem. We have a military, several branches, that have took an oath to defend the people of this country, not the government, the people of their country. And here's my question to each and every one of them. Where the hell are you? You see that our government has created treason against its own people. You took an oath to protect your people, not the government.
And I have startling story about the military today. But
so, hey,
for right now, we thank you for your phone call.
Hey, Brandy, thank you. Yeah, thank you so much for the call, okay? And I completely agree. Where is the military?
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
All right,
thank
you. God bless.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. To you. Christmas.
So we do have another caller, but you going to make a statement before we go to that, to the next caller?
Go ahead. Okay.
I have one. And then we're going to go to this next caller here.
Yeah, I want to
get to the military. You know what? This one thing, and a lot of people talk about the QAnon. You remember that? Because a lot of people were saying, you know what? Don't worry about it. Don't do anything. The military is going to step in. Now, what we found out is that the military has gone woke. Now, and it's just like the FBI. The ones, the generals at the top in the military, they have gone woke. The FBI, the ones in the top, they have gone woke. So it's the same thing. And that's the reason why the military hasn't stepped in. Because everybody in this country, we all see the corruption. We see it unfolding. Man. And I'm sitting there just like Brandy, like she and many millions of other people, like the military sees this, right?
I have a story about woke military. We'll get to it after this next caller. Okay, I want to go ahead and get to that.
Let's go to the next caller. I mean, because we all see the military see it. We see it. And my question is, if we see it, how come the military doesn't see it? Okay, let's go to this new caller here. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You there, caller?
Hello?
Hello, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Jerry, calling from Michigan.
Hey, Jerry.
From Jerry?
Jerry. Mm-hmm.
Jerry from Michigan. Yep. Hey, Jerry, what you got for us?
Well, a couple of things. You know how they've been sexualizing our children. And this has actually been in process way back when Kevin Jennings was our Safe Schools Czar, appointed by Obama, who himself was a pedophile. I don't know if you are aware of this. He was the founder of the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network, and he promoted homosexuality in our nation schools. Are you aware of that?
I am not aware of that, but yeah, you know what? The sad thing, Jerry, is I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
See, I mean, I'm not aware of that information. It doesn't throw me out, right? Because I mean, just like you probably observed and you see what's happening in our world today.
So they're actually following a plan that they've established long, long ago. And in fact, Kevin Jennings was recommending some X-rated pornographic books for textbooks in our schools. And some of them featured explicit descriptions of sex acts between preschoolers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We've heard of that. You've had parents take some of these books to the school boards and try to read them in front of the school boards. And they're so explicit, they turn their mic off.
Yeah, they turn their mic off because they said, well, we don't want to have that language in here. And then the parents are saying, you don't want to have that language said here, but this language is in the book and you're pushing it onto our children. So let me ask you, Jerry. What do you think our society is becoming by pushing this perversion onto children in the country?
Well, we know what's behind it. It's demonic activity.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Another thing that he was pushing, he was also a firm believer in Hayes. Remember him?
Hayes?
Yeah, Hayes. Forget his first name, Hay, who was a gay rights pioneer, and he was an outspoken supporter of the North American Man-Boy Love Association, or the NAMBLA.
Yeah, I know. I'm familiar with what you're talking about. There was actually a picture with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer.
Are you talking about Harry Hay?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, yep, Harry Hay.
Yeah, there was a picture of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer marching down the street with that organization, MAMBLA. It's pretty disgusting. Mm-hmm. But this is before they were doing the real heavy in the dragon queens, going to different places and targeting children and stuff like that. But what were you going to say about them?
Well, Kevin Jennings was a firm believer in him, and also was supporting everything that Harry was. And the slogan for the NAMBLA was sex before 8 or it's too late. That was their slogan.
Wouldn't surprise me. Would not surprise me. Mm-hmm. These people, I mean, and you're right. It's 100% demonic and it's increasing. It's increasing.
Oh, right.
You know, and you know, another thing, Jerry, and I've been talking about this on Twitter, and actually I just saw a post where I think the Blaze was reporting on it, the LGBTQ plus community mob, they are now attacking Elon Musk because Elon Musk is allowing people to say on Twitter that a person born man cannot get pregnant. And the community is attacking Elon Musk because Elon Musk is not going along with the pronouns. He's not going along with people just making up stuff and then wanting to suspend accounts because they're not going along with the wokeness. And on top of this, you have them targeting children. And Elon Musk says he wants to make it to where children are protected by not allowing them to, you know, target children and groom them. And they're upset with Elon Musk over that. So, you know, this demonic stuff, what we're seeing with the MAMBLA and all of that is just growing.
You know, it's weird, too, because, you know, the left, they align themselves with some of these crazy people. I mean, Harry Hay, he actually is a gay rights advocate, but he's also a communist.
Yeah, no,
and
no surprising.
Marxism.
No surprising.
And he actually joined the Communist Party, right? I mean, he's...
No surprising.
And these are the... I mean, just look at the guy that... the foreign guy that Biden has since fired that was stealing luggage. That guy.
His name
crazy.
Was Sam. His name was Sam. He was stealing luggage. And then the first time,
videos of
the
him.
First time they didn't fire him when he stole the $2,500 luggage, but then he stole more luggage after that. So then they had to let him go. So let me ask you, Jerry, where do you think the cops are when these sick adults are shaking their stuff in front of children, exposing themselves in front of children? How come the cops aren't showing up to arrest them?
Well, I think there are some that would like to, but they're not the ones that's in leadership.
Right.
And so, you know, they're under authority. I'm talking about the street cops. So, you know, they don't have the power to do that. And if they act to do something like that, and their superiors are against that, well, then that could be the end of their job.
Well, you know, it's probably, I think the big thing is, you know, Biden installed this Equity Act, and he's making every single agency company take this equity training that's inclusive. And if you're not inclusive, then that means you're a problem.
Yep.
And so they're probably looking at this going, well, this is one of those equity questions I now have. Can I step in, or like, what can I
but
do
see, the part
without getting in trouble and losing my job?
The part for me that's really disturbing about all of it is that, you know, right before Obama was in office, if a man was exposing himself to children at the playground or wherever it was, it didn't matter, library, whatever. If a grown man was exposing himself to children, they would call the cops. The cops would show up and they would arrest the man for indecent exposure.
Well, you know what my
bigger problem is? Today, you have these grown men shaking their stuff, showing their junk to children. The cops won't show up, or if the cops there, they won't do nothing.
Well, you know
in
what?
Fear of getting fired.
Their parents are bringing them there.
The parents.
Parents are going, I don't have a problem.
Child Protective Service would have been called in the past if parents put their children in those situations. Now, today, they want to call Child Protective Service if they find out that you supported Trump. That's when they want to call Child Protective Service. It's disgusting. So, well, hey, Jerry,
well, you know,
you got one more thing for us?
I mean, have you considered how strategically this has been done as far as, do you think that these liberals would only be satisfied with putting these communists only in Democrat positions? You know, that would be limiting themselves. And so I think what they've been doing is putting these liberals, calling themselves Republicans, and these people like Mitch McConnell, for instance.
Yeah.
And he knows for a fact he never was a Democrat or a Republican, never will be a Republican.
Right.
But he has a specific job to also do damage in the Republican realm.
Yep.
Because they don't limit their influence just in the Democrat side. They also are putting strategically people in the Republican side as well.
Yep. You're spot on. You're spot on, Jerry.
And, now we realize just how powerful the Secretary of State is. And you know they've been putting these liberals in these positions as Secretary of State because you think it's just kind of not that all that important, but they hold a lot of power.
Yeah.
When it comes to voting time.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. So, well, hey, Jerry, I want to thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
And have a wonderful Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
All right, take care.
Thank you, and you as well.
All right, take care.
And you know, well, another thing that they did and they were strategic about is the liberals and Democrats took positions in local governments that nobody wanted.
Yes.
School boards, very important positions. They took those positions that no one else wanted. City council
that no one wanted them. They made sure that there was no publication on them. That a lot of people, a lot of people, because I talked to this lady and she was saying the reason why a lot of people don't fill these positions because people don't know that these positions are available. So what end up happening, the Democrats, they know that these positions are available and they'll put someone in there.
Well, I mean, that's another thing because a lot of people aren't involved in local government.
Yes.
Right. So they're not aware. You're right.
Are you involved in local government? I think you should run for political position. I think you'd be awesome at it.
I think you would too. I think actually
I would be your marketing. I'll be your marketing person. For you
than me. But listen to this, Will. Let's go back to the military and what Brandy said earlier. Listen to this story. This is on Epic Times today. It says a mother finds herself under military scrutiny for objecting to sexuality poster at school.
What does the military got to do with that?
Exactly. This is a crazy, crazy story. It says a New Jersey mom, and Epic Times, by the way, is one of the
news, one of the best.
Yes.
They're one of the best.
They check their sources.
Verify. And then they fact check the fact check.
Yes.
Yes.
A New Jersey mom continues to endure threats from a high-ranking military officer who posted she was under investigation by security forces for objecting to a student-made poster promoting terms like polysexual and pansexual at her local elementary school. Angela Redding is a former school teacher and until her resignation, a member of the Northern Burlington County Regional School Board of Education. Redding told the Epic Times that along with the U.S. Army officer's social media post warning she was under investigation for causing safety concerns for many families, North Hanover Township Police Chief Robert Duff contacted her and told her he had received emails from the military asking her to take her social media posts down about sexuality posters.
So here it's
even in the military.
Here's the U.S. military, again, a branch of the federal government, right? The federal government intervening on free speech.
Right.
That's, again, here it is. This is talking about total overreach.
And
if you want to look at totalitarian, this is it.
Yeah, the police chief. Redding said the police chief originally said he would release the emails to her, but then reneged, telling her the military told him he couldn't because they were classified. Oh my gosh. It says Duff also refused.
Wait a minute. Is she talking to
Russia? Right.
The police chief also refused to release them to Epic Times, saying he had no comment about the situation. And that we should ask the military about it. No one from the nearby McGuire-Dix Landkirk Joint Base, a large Air Force installation that hosts five wings, where Army Officer Christopher Schilling is stationed. This is the guy that's going after her, responded to inquiries by Epic Times. Schilling's rank had initially been reported in national news as a lieutenant, but the Epic Times has been able to confirm that he is a major assigned to the 70th Training Command as an operations officer.
What is a local elementary school have to do with the military? Wait a minute. What is a local elementary school parent that has her child that goes to this school?
Right.
On social media, put a post on social media. What does that have to do with the military?
Yeah. Now, Schilling, this guy, the military guy, said it had been reported by some national press as he was a parent, but a school official speaking on the condition of anonymity said she wasn't aware of him having any children in the school district. So this major in the military, in the local military, had
so he's no actually here, using the military using for his military. Own personal wow. gain, right. his own personal endeavor to go after a American citizen.
Yes.
And he should be removed from
actually
he should be removed.
Really, really bad. It says the Army officer posted on Facebook that the Joint Base leadership takes the situation very seriously from the beginning, have had the scrutiny forces working with multiple state and local law enforcement agencies to ensure continued safety of the entire community.
Oh my goodness.
This is what the guy is saying. We're involved in the community and we're protecting the safety.
The military
of the
has no this jurisdiction. Yeah, this is 100% woke.
This poor lady, the guy actually said, he said Schilling also posted that one of Redding's children was in the second grade, posting about kids and seemed to have detailed knowledge of her kids. It says, she said, it literally gave me chills that he was posting about kids and seemed to have knowledge of them. She has since pulled her kids out of the school district, but this is
overreach,
overwhelming.
It's totalitarian. I mean, this is exactly what it is.
And all she did was object to posters in her local school.
She didn't call for violence.
No.
She didn't say that you should harm somebody.
No.
She wasn't even talking about ripping them down herself or doing anything. She wasn't even trying to rally people up against them. She just complained about it, using her First Amendment rights. Using her First Amendment rights.
And I'm sure the local law enforcement was intimidated to do what they did. They're kind of like reflecting on, like, this is more than we wanted to get into this.
I mean, but why in the world is the military even allowing this to happen?
Yes.
They should step in and say, wait a minute, you're talking about a local elementary school problem?
That's
because someone
job.
Put a poster up?
That's not their job.
Someone put a poster up?
That's not their job.
But they, I mean,
but maybe the new equity
somebody
woke
put
a, military.
Yes, somebody put a post. Somebody put a poster up, and she used her First Amendment rights to disagree with the poster. But because she disagreed with the poster, the military is going after her. I mean, come on, people. This is like so. And that's the answer. That's her answer right there. Where's the military?
Yeah,
there's
there
the answer.
Brandy.
The military is woke.
Yeah.
The military has gone woke.
So I just read it and I went, are you kidding me?
The military has gone woke.
But I also wanted to bring up, because she talked about healthcare workers, I wanted to bring this story up too. This is also on the Epic Times. It says, judge approves $10 million settlement for healthcare workers fired over COVID-19 vaccine mandate.
Really? Says, $10 million. What state is this in?
This is in Illinois.
Illinois.
Yep. Okay. It says about 500 workers who were terminated or after seeing the exemption request denied got a COVID vaccine will receive compensation as part of a $10.3 million settlement.
Wow.
A primarily version of what was first announced in July. You know what? Amen. Good for them.
Yes.
Good for the judge as well.
That's awesome. You know, it kind of makes me think about what's happening.
That's a feel-good story.
Yeah, it is. That's a really good positive story.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it kind of makes me think about what's happening on the southern border with Title 42. Because, you know, Title 42 was put in place to prevent people from coming into the country because of because of COVID. Mm-hmm. Right. That was the whole point of Title 42. Mm-hmm. Well, the Biden administration, or I'm sorry. Ooh, you can smack me for that one.
I'm going to smack him. Hold on.
Ouch. The Biden. The Biden regime,
right?
Okay. With Karine Jean-Pierre was saying that, you know, it was a court order and we have to listen to the courts, and they want to lift Title 42. So does this mean, with them pushing to lift Title 42 on the southern border, does this mean that the plandemic is over? Think about that. And I wish someone in the press corps was saying, okay, since y'all are pushing for Title 42 to be lifted, are you suggesting that the pandemic is over?
Nah, it's never going to be over.
Yeah, I mean, for them, it's not going to be. But the point is, that's the reason why Title 42 is there. I wish somebody in the press corps would ask that question.
Let me tell you why. Because there's a huge part of this new $1.7 trillion spending bill that goes to future pandemics. Yep,
because they already got it in plan.
They are coming.
They already have it in play.
Yeah. Do you want me to talk about that?
It's the plan.
Bill?
The ominous bill?
Yeah.
Yes. Let's talk about the ominous bill. And you know what? Actually, Jerry brought up the snake, Mitch McConnell. You know, Mitch McConnell is a total snake. He's a total snake.
Okay. So it says, what made the cut in the Congress? Listen to how many pages this bill is. It's 4,155 pages.
Wow. So one page can be what...
I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah. One page could be that forcing people to do something that they don't want to do. And it could be page 4,103.
Yeah,
and we would never even know.
And it says, what made the cut? We're going to just say a few things, because obviously, let me tell you something. They just released this bill, and you cannot tell me that these people that are going to vote on this have been able to read 4,155
They don't even write
it. So this is just some of the stuff that we actually know about.
They don't even write it.
They don't.
And they're not going to definitely read it.
Yeah. Yeah. We know that they don't write
it. I mean,
it.
Come on. They, you know what? They're too busy doing woke stuff.
Lobbyists actually write it.
Yes.
And then Congress or Senate people actually sponsor it.
Yes.
And then they go back and forth with what they want in it. And I don't know. But anyways, they are set to vote on the bill this week. The package made up of 12 annual appropriation bills will fund the government and its various agencies through the remainder of the fiscal 2023 year, which ends in late September. It is expected passage in the days ahead will cap off a month of stalemates and haggling over issues like the level of growth for defense and non-defense spending and decades-old riders. Now, when they're talking about defense and non-defense, McConnell came out kind of, you know, patting himself on the back, saying that the left wanted to spend more non-defense money instead of on defense money. And he put his, you know, hand down and said, we're not spending more on non-defense than we are spending on defense. So he fixed them. I'm like, okay, McConnell, whatever. Anyways, an increase.
Yeah, you can't trust Mitch McConnell.
Yeah, this is what's in the bill. There is an increase in defense spending, $850 billion in defense funding, a figure in line with the dollar level set by the National Defense Authorization Act that passed in both chambers earlier this month. Ukraine aid. I mean, why is this in our spending budget for America? This just totally upsets me. But the funding bill includes more than $40 billion for Ukraine aid. Now, Will, you and I know that $40 billion is nothing to them, right? We're going to give them this $40 billion, and in January, February, they're going to go, we need another $40 billion. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways.
And it's been, you know, and Zelensky's been demanding it. Right,
the TikTok like, ban,
kind of like he has dirt on the Biden crime family. Yep. He's demanding it.
The TikTok ban made the legislation. This was introduced by Hawley. He's talked a lot about it. It cannot is saying that TikTok could not be on government phones and devices. That made it into the package. The Electoral Count Act reform made it into
this
bill.
Chuckie Schumer.
We actually talked about this the other day. And basically, the measure would reform the 1887 Electoral Count Act to clarify the vice president could not overturn election results when Congress counts Electoral College votes and raise the number of members necessary to raise objections to state electors. It used to be just one person needed to object, but now it's up to 20%.
See, which really irritates me because Mike Pence
had an opportunity.
He had the authority to
he
say
said he didn't, but he lied.
He literally lied.
Yeah.
He literally lied to everybody. He had the authority to say, wait a minute, we see some stuff that's going on here that we have questions on. Let's just hold the brakes for just a second. Let's make sure we get everything in order because we want everyone to trust our election system. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs to trust it. So because we have this, we need to work it out. He didn't do that. He did just the opposite. He gave the Democrats exactly what they want. And now we're in the position we're in today because of Mike Pence, Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, Liz Cheney, Adam Kissinger, Dan Crenshaw, Mittens Romney, and a whole lot of them.
Well, what's his name's out? Chris.
Adam Kissinger.
Kissinger, yeah.
And Liz Cheney.
Yeah, Liz Cheney.
But
yeah.
The point is there were snakes right there. Yeah. You know, you ever see those videos, you look down at the bottom of the pit and you see the snakes going around. We should do an animation.
I've seen it in the movies.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Like on Indiana Jones. Yeah. Indiana Jones, we should take a clip of that and put, you know, Mitch McConnell's head on one of them, Liz Cheney, Mitt Romney, you know, put their heads on them. I know someone's listening and said, that's a really good idea because that's exactly what it is. There are a bunch of snakes in the pit.
There you go. Okay.
If someone wants to give us a call before we don't have enough time, maybe one call. If someone wants to, 319-527-3453. 319-527-3453.
Because I want to get to these few points that are actually really important. The bill includes $40 billion in funding to assist communities across the country recovering from drought, hurricanes, flooding, wildfire, natural disasters, and other matters. What is not in the bill is the child tax credit expansion. That's something that Democrats really wanted. It did not make the bill. Cannabis banking bill, you know, they tried to make it where they did away with federal rules restricting banks from working with legal cannabis businesses because, you know, right now they have to go to a third party to have their cash transported clean and stuff before it goes to the bank.
Legalized laundry.
But that did not make it. Sentencing reform for cocaine and crack did not make it into the bill. And then increasing IRS funding, which, I mean, why do we need to do that? They just had a huge, what was it, 200 and, what was it? It says Democrats greenlit roughly $80 billion in spending for the GOP earlier this year. I mean, they already got $80 billion. Why do they need more money?
Well, because they need to be able to, you know, do a consistent paycheck for the 87,000 armed IRS agents.
Yeah. So, you know, there's a whole thing where GOP is trying to make it to where none of the Republicans vote on this bill. All they need is that the Democrats need 10 Republican votes to bust the filibuster, right? But if none of them vote on it, then it won't pass. This is what's happening. It says this is on the Hill. It says a group of 13 current and incoming GOP House members are calling on Republican senators to oppose the omnibus bill, released earlier Tuesday morning, threatening to thwart any policy priorities championed by Republican senators who vote for this legislative package.
So they're fighting back.
Yep. It says the tactic also got endorsement from House Minority Leader, your favorite, McCarthy, who is aiming, McCarthy, who is aiming to become Speaker despite opposition from several of the letter's signatories that threatens to keep him from the gavel. The GOP leader pledged that bills from GOP senators who vote for the package would, their bills would be dead on arrival if he is Speaker. He said, Chip Roy said this. He said, put aside the absurd spending empowerment of Biden bureaucrats to continue their intentional abuse of power and dereliction of duty. It is the willingness of Senate Republicans to abandon for now the one leverage point we have, the power of the purse, to stop Biden's purposeful refusal to secure and defend our borders that is most offensive. And listen, Will, you have the left is pushing hard for this, right? Nancy Pelosi, she came out. She said, it is urgent and necessary that we enact this omnibus package so that we may keep government open and delivering for American families. She said that in a letter to fellow Democrats, the outgoing speaker cited a number of Democrat victories in the package, including provisions to hike nutritional funding for low income, provide a huge increase for money for veteran health, and lend assistance to victims of natural disasters.
See, that's, but they always talk about those things because a lot of people say, okay, yeah, we need to help out people with natural disasters, et cetera, et cetera. But they never bring up the fact that if they pass this omnibus bill, that the Republicans' hands will be tied for the next 10 months.
Yes.
That means that all of the stuff that the Republicans said that they're going to investigate, like the Biden crime family, all of the stuff that's going on with there, the big tech companies right now, how they were colluding with the FBI, the federal government, to undermine our First Amendment, all of that will be put on the back burner.
Yeah.
And then come 10 months from now, when they start able to bring it back up, they're going to say, this is old news. Why are you even still talking about this? Why don't you move forward? You're not trying to do the will of the American people.
Yeah, and she
that's what they're going
to
do.
She literally says that this is to continue their work.
Yes, their work, their agenda. Yes.
That's literally what she said. And so I'm sitting here going,
why would they do that?
Why would they do that?
Why would they do that? Mitch McConnell is the reason why.
Man.
Mitch McConnell. I mean, my goodness.
He's acting like, literally, if you read Go to the Hill, there's several articles on this right now. He's acting like he was hard on the Democrats.
And no,
he
no, he's
give
not.
Them everything they wanted.
No.
I'm telling you.
He's
I'm
an idiot.
Saying.
He's mm-hmm. an idiot. Don't give
you.
Him anything. Mm-hmm. Don't give him anything. The Republicans are about to have the gavel.
Yep.
What is wrong?
Yeah.
What is wrong?
Yeah.
They could, if they would just leave, just don't do anything, mm. allow the Republicans get the gavel, then they could dictate and put the country, start at least start trying to put the country back on track. In this case, they're not going to do that. Mm. They're going to crush everything. All these investigations that the Republicans said they're going to do, the promises, they won't be able to keep them. And the Democrats are going to say, see, they can't even keep their own promises. They can't even do anything. They're not even doing anything. That's exactly what they're going to say. And everyone's going to forget. I'm telling you, because so much is going to happen between now and 10 months. People are going to forget that they did this. People are going to forget.
Yeah, they will. They will. Well, listen, that is it for us today. And hey, listen, if you appreciate the information that we give you every day here on the podcast, please consider supporting us. Go to uniteamericafirst.com/donate or sign up for our newsletter, uniteamericafirst.com/newsletter.
Thank you so much, everybody. We will be here tomorrow. It's Wednesday the 21st. And that's the day the whole Title 42 is supposed to be lifted, but the Supreme Court justice said no to it. But anyways, we'll see what happens tomorrow. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Tune in tomorrow, 5 p.m. Central. God bless everybody. We'll see you on the flip side.